This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Tuesday, March 12th. It will be sunny and pleasant today with a high of 76. The low tonight will be 61. Here are today's headlines. Yesterday, the National Transportation Safety Board published an in-depth look into the moments before, during, and after the 2022 Dallas Air Show crash that killed six people. It consists of nearly 2,000 pages of new information, including interview transcripts, photos, medical and toxicology reports, maintenance records, and laboratory examinations. On November 12, 2022, two World War II-era planes, a Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress and a Bell P-63 King Cobra, collided at Dallas Executive Airport during the Wings Over Dallas show. One pilot was in the P-63, while two pilots and three crew members were in the B-17. Skies were clear when both airplanes departed at 1 in the afternoon. No wind gusts or turbulence was reported. The planes crashed at about 500 feet in the air, and the Federal Safety Board reported the B-17 caught fire in flight and exploded. It continued to burn after it landed. This is not a final report and does not declare a cause for the crash. Next up, Dallas City Manager T.C. Broadnax applied for the city manager position in Austin one day before the February 26th deadline, which was 4 days after his resignation was announced. Of the 39 people who applied for the Austin city manager job, Broadnax was at least one of 9 people whose application materials are dated either the day before or the day of the deadline. That group includes the other 2 named finalists alongside Broadnax, which are Denton City Manager Sarah Hensley and Kansas City, Missouri City Manager Brian Platt. In his resume and cover letter, which was obtained by the Dallas Morning News through a public records request, Broadnax touted his leadership of Dallas, emphasizing his strategies in addressing public safety, equity and inclusion, housing and homelessness, transportation, economic development, historic preservation, community engagement, and other areas. He wrote that he is committed to local government and eager to work in partnership with the mayor and city council to advance the city of Austin and take the city to the next level. In other news, Walmart says it's figured out its future supply chain and planted all the pieces in Dallas-Fort Worth. The largest U.S. retailer has reinvented how it stocks stores and ships online orders, and DFW is the first market where all the capabilities of its newly transforming supply chain are in one geographic location. Walmart's strategy team said they broke the U.S. into pixels, allowing them to look at demand in new and different ways across the country, where Walmart says it has a store within 10 miles of 90% of the population. DFW is also Walmart's largest market, with 156 Walmart and Sam's Club stores, and it is where it competes with national and regional competitors that also count DFW as key to their businesses. And to help ensure that seniors, children, and other eligible city residents get access to programs that provide critical resources like nutrition, healthcare, and other support families need, the City of Dallas is teaming up with national nonprofit Benefits Data Trust. The 2-year, $2.75 million project, supported by American Rescue Plan Act funds, is a part of the city's broader strategy to reduce barriers to participation in state, local, and federal benefit programs while improving economic stability for families. Benefits Data Trust will host workshops for local organizations that serve eligible residents to help elevate national best practices in benefits enrollment, like case management and expertly staffed call centers. The firm will also deliver a strategic roadmap for the City of Dallas to build a comprehensive benefits access system. Dallas's Office of Community Care contracts with community partners to help residents get benefits, including supporting more than 10,000 clients monthly. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.